I just walked down to the grand ballroom where they are all meeting, and I'm going to take a rough guess that there were about 350 women seated at the long tables that had been put in a row stretching from one end of the hall to the other. Were it not for the faux gold leaf on the walls and fake crystal chandeliers, you might think you had stumbled onto some room in China or Mexico or the Mariana Islands where the local ladies were assembling vibrators for a halfpenny a day, and in what could be viewed as either irony or unremarkable happenstance, depending on your view of all this, Almost Paradise, the song from Footloose, was playing at full volume as the ladies unwound from the day-long seminars, including one called Crop Talk, no kidding, by applying their newfound pasting skills to photos of them drinking margaritas at, you know, newly single Tanya's apartment where they all watched the Project Runway finale. I was looking in through the open double doors from what I thought was a safe distance in the hallway with my back against the far wall, but the two ladies from last night saw me within seconds. We talked briefly, and they filled me in on what was going on. That's how I know about the term cropping. It's fun to have terms and abbreviations and just generally make up your own language for your hobby. It lends a sense of exclusivity and insider standing. Anyway, earlier that day, I had walked through the parking lot of the hotel so I could go across the street to Best Buy and get a video game, which is my own stupid but fun time waster, and walked past at least a dozen cars with some form of close-to-my-heart adornments on them, as well as the Christian fish symbol thing that some Christians put on their cars. You know what I'm talking about? The fish thing? So they put it on their cars to let other drivers know that they don't believe in most science. Anyway, this does not in any way surprise me. In fact, it goes a long way toward validating my cocky, assured judgments, the kind that piss people off when you see a bunch of overweight women in sweats and U of M or U of W or U of O or U of I t-shirts, reeking of drugstore perfume, lugging crate after crate of scrapbooking paraphernalia and a case of Mountain Dew through the hotel lobby, greeting everyone by name in an accent that would make the characters in Fargo seem like students of Henry Higgins, while a bag of Doritos and a six-pack of Seagram's Peach Fuzzy Navel stick out of their homemade Kid Rock purse and you say out loud, "You know, I bet half of them have those little Christian fish things on their cars. Want to bet? Anyone?" Okay, hold the phone. Stop. Listen. Here. Seriously. It is now October 3rd. I'm still at the Sheraton, and the entire second floor and a couple of banquet rooms on the first floor are being taken over by another scrapbooking outfit. This one is called Creative Memories, and these ladies make the close-to-my-heart women look like lazy pieces of shit that just crawled out of an iron lung so they could go take a nap on the couch. These women are scrapbooking on steroids and acid times 10 meets the Wolfman. As I said, they booked the entire second floor, and they're having scrapbooking sessions that start at 8 in the morning and go to 11 at night. What? I don't understand. I've met a number of these women in the past few days, and they all seem genuinely nice, but this is starting to feel sad. I went walking up and down the second floor with its walls the color of blisters and its cheaper by the ton, not so stain-resistant carpeting, peering into rooms with titles like The Charlevoix and Isle Royale that seem more like prison rec centers and less like banquet rooms. Barely anyone talking, everyone hunched over their scrapbooks, lifting their heads occasionally to nibble on snacks. And it's easy to project the thought of concentration onto robotic movements, but this is utter boredom at its utterest. And this is, I suppose, a slice of the real America that so many Republican candidates have been prattling on about. Here in Novi is where the values of small towns triumph over their big city brethren through sheer moral force, reducing everyone in their path to a quaking shell of a supposed human, boo-hooing apologies bent in contrition, while the weight of all their elitist wrongs render them in mute awe of the righteous. Well, I've seen enough. At least as much as necessary to bring them back to the Sheraton Novi Detroit next month. Go Lions!